Hi guys, it's Izzy here, and I'm going to start this Sunday's Pentecost talk by telling you beginning a story about a vicar, a person who's training actually to be a vicar. And she asks her bishop if it's okay for her to eat McDonald's while she prays. Oh, of course the bishop replies, "Of course not, it would be sacrilege. You need to get your priorities right about what's important and essential in your life." Well, we'll come back to that poor, hungry vicar later. But first of all, let's think about what's essential and important to us. I don't know if you remember, but last year at Pentecost, I spoke on a Zoom recording from home. And guys, I am so grateful to be able to be back in church and be able to see so many of you some weeks. I wonder if you can cast your memories back all that way to remember what I was speaking about on that Pentecost Zoom. Well, I'll remind you, I spoke about how I love going on roller coasters and how the disciples were about to get on this roller coaster of Christianity. They didn't know where it would take them or how it would make them feel, but they had Jesus guiding them through the Holy Spirit, and it made them realise things were going to get exciting. And I love that idea of Pentecost being like a roller coaster. I love it so much, in fact, that I asked Mother Juliet to put some of the children's pictures from last year into this year's service booklets. I hope you don't mind. There's Shay's amazing roller coaster picture there and Amari's brilliant picture as well. Looking back, it seems a bit cruel of me to have done a talk last year about roller coasters when the very idea of going to a theme park or a fair was still something on the distant horizon. Roller coaster rides were very definitely on the list of things that were non-essential. And talking about essentials, I wonder, did anyone else find the list of shops and services that were considered essential quite interesting, the ones that were still allowed to be open? Not that I'm complaining, of course, I have to admit to maybe adding a few things that might not be considered exactly essential to our weekly shops sometimes. I promise you, the garden chairs seemed essential at the time. And depending on who you are and your priorities, I wonder which of these shops you would consider essential. Here's a list of shops and services from around the world that were seen as essential in those particular countries, so they stayed open. In France, during lockdown, the shops that were essential included cheese shops, bakers and chocolate shops, and many states in America decided that gun shops were essential businesses that should stay open during the pandemic. Yeah, I know. And I am quoting from the BBC here, who said in those states, sales of guns had surged to record levels. And to balance that out, in Australia, many toy shops stayed open, with the Prime Minister defending this decision, explaining that he'd had to buy a lot of jigsaws to get his family through lockdown. So what about you? What got you through lockdown? Are there any things that you and your family thought were essential in lockdown that other people might not have considered exactly essential? I asked some people about the least essential things they bought recently. Some people from church and some other friends from university and friends of friends. So what did they say? A paddling pool. Plants. They stopped me from going crazy. And books. Seeds to grow plants. They gave us a sense of hopefulness, of looking forward to the future. A health tracker watch. Plants, 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 so many that the house is full and the kids tell me I've got an addiction. Need you ask? Lol. Lego for my mental well-being and the osteoarthritis in my hands. A yoga exercise mat. totally and utterly essential to my whole well-being, it turns out, and it's given me a new lease of life and a new direction. Brackets, PT exam on Tuesday. Wonder who that was. A word search book and walking shoes, says Christine. A Facebook portal for Mum. Plants, wine, garden furniture. We weren't the only ones, John. And flour. I think quite a lot of us bought quite a lot of flour, it seems. I guess one way to think of essential things is that they are the things that we normally take for granted. But if they weren't there, we'd really notice we hadn't got them. So let's think about the disciples at Pentecost. On that first Pentecost, the disciples have been feeling a bit like something essential's gone missing. Their Jesus, their leader, and their friend had left them. Of course, he had prepared them for this moment, but they, like us, they were only human. And this person who'd been such a massive part of their lives wasn't there anymore. Something essential was missing. And then this happened. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. So the disciples have their proof now. I don't know how you choose to interpret this part of the gospel, but this is a pretty awesome moment. The disciples have been promised proof that Jesus will still be with them. And here is Jesus through the Holy Spirit, an essential part of being Christian. And so many years later, we read this story of the first Pentecost. And hopefully it reminds us, it certainly reminds me, that we have the Holy Spirit here with us, always guiding, supporting and surrounding us and holding us up. In fact, I was listening to someone talk about this very subject a while ago, and I was inspired by it, so I thought I'd share it with you. I don't know if you'll recognise these voices. They are, well, I call them minor celebrities.
Need to feel that rushing wind of God's advocate so that we can live and love as God's advocates and helpers. I remember you saying, Richard, about how you feel the Spirit in the wind on your face. You get sort of get the sense of God all around you.
Yes, it always reminds me of those descriptions of the Holy Spirit as the wind or the breeze or the breath of God. So if I'm outside and can feel the breeze on my face, it just reminds me of the Holy Spirit with me at all times, around me, like enveloping as well as inside.
Yeah, that's a really important thing to remember.
Our minor celebrities, Juliet and Richard, talking about the Holy Spirit all around us there. And slight apologies for using your voices there, Juliet and Richard. We have the gift of the Holy Spirit. And throughout this pandemic time, we've seen people using their gifts to help and support and love others. We heard there, Richard and Juliet, using their newfound gift of being recording stars to bring God's message to people in lockdown. And as we feel the after effects of the pandemic, we can all use our spiritual gifts in everyday ways through faith and love. Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, is an essential part of our everyday. Always there, even though we might not realise it. Sometimes we just have to shift the way we look at things to realise where our priorities lie and what the essential things are, or what the essential things should be. So let's think about that. Let's think about shifting the way we look at things to realise what the essential things should be. And let's go back to that vicar in training who I introduced you to at the beginning of this talk. If you remember, she'd gone and asked her bishop if she could eat McDonald's while she prayed. And her boss, the bishop, was not impressed. So later on that day, after shifting her thinking slightly about what was essential in her life, the trainee vicar went back to the bishop with another question. She asked, Is it okay if I pray while I eat McDonald's? And the bishop answered, of course it's okay. Praying is essential and important. You can pray whenever you like and wherever you are. On this Pentecost Sunday, let us pray for, remember, and be so thankful for the Holy Spirit as an essential part of our lives today and every day. Amen.